What?
Oh, hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the host may be different, but don't you worry. They're all guaranteed poor quality material. Well, join us and listen in as the Brew Crew talks about what ails. Ails? Like, their life. Now, let's see what they're drinking.
Penny.
All right, this is episode 6.5.
Well.
Originally, episode 6 was deleted by Trent, so you can thank him for that.
No. That is inaccurate.
That's why we're a week late. But here we are, for real, episode 6. We got here with us Chris, Mike, and Trent. The mm-hmm. other boys are busy either on a honeymoon or just being Zach.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's working tonight.
He's still being Zach, though. Can you?
That's true.
Can you argue with that?
No, I can't. That's who he is.
It's true. And that's who he's being tonight.
You put it like that.
That's also the jokes.
Tonight, I'm going to start us off. I am drinking an old fashioned.
Yum.
Produced by the world famous bartender. Mike Wadena.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. It's very good. And tonight, I've asked the boys.
Well, until, yeah.
I asked the boys to think of what pet from their whole life their drink reminded them of. And my drink reminds me of an old cat. You know her.
No.
You love her. Cartoon Sigourney Weaver.
Oh.
Cartoon Sigourney Weaver cat?
The cat.
Is. Mm. She has.
Oh. Why?
Yeah. Mm.
But why? Mm.
My name is Matt, and Trent, what are you drinking?
So, I picked a bad one for this. I have the Ballast Point Habanero Sculpin.
Hmm. Wait, habanero as in the pepper?
Habanero as in the pepper. It's an India pale ale with habanero peppers added. Took a drink while Matt was talking for the first time.
Wait, that was my first time talking?
Since Matt's first time talking, which is interesting because the words he said, I swear I've heard way too many times. A certain sequence of words in a phrase that just cannot get away from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the strangest beer I've ever drank. It is spicy. It tastes like salsa with hops.
I don't know.
And to relate this to a pet, like on top of that,
tell me, Trent, which of your pets are spicy and hoppy?
So the answer to that is none of them.
Hmm.
I guess if I had to, we had this dog named Sophie, and she was this black Pomeranian Schipperke, and she was really cute when she was a puppy, and then she got fat and her mouth started rotting, and she did not like me so much. She would acknowledge me in the morning, like she'd come out from her hiding place and let me give her a good little ear scratch, and then for the rest of the day, she would look at me and her lip would start twitching, like, don't come near me.
So, that's what you want in a dog, in a companion.
And a beer, for that matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So your beer reminds you of the dog whose mouth was rotting.
I may not enjoy this beer or that dog. Uh-huh. It's not my favorite by a country mile.
But it is.
But I can acknowledge that it does exist. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nice.
At least they have that in common.
Yeah, and a weird taste in my, I just cannot understand it.
Very.
It's spicy.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? It's cold.
That is not what I look for in beer.
No, I know.
Maybe you need to chase it with milk.
Heat may vary.
Heat may vary.
What's that says on here?
Now, well, that means you got to throw it in the microwave if you want to drink it right.
One second.
Give me a second.
I need to warm
be
up
sure
my
you
cider.
Put a fork in there as well.
My habanero cider.
Habanero.
So Christmassy. No, that's not right.
Yeah. And from Trent, we'll go to Chris.
Yeah, I am drinking a Peace Tree Brewing Company Blonde Fat Ale.
No. It's Blonde Wait. Fatale.
Oh.
What?
Nah, I like Fat Ale much better.
I agree.
Fatale. Yeah. I don't see it, but okay.
No, it's... No, Chris. Chris, no, you are right. It is Fat Ale.
Well, if it's not, it ruins my pet story, so...
No, that's how I would pronounce it, too. So you go for it.
All right. Well, since I didn't really have many pets, I'm going to go with my fish, Seamus, who was orange, which is like almost blonde, and got very fat. And also...
This beer reminds me of my fat fish.
Pretty much. I don't know. It tastes like an ale. It's pretty good. I like it so far.
It's from Knoxville here in Iowa. And it's a really cool brewery. But that beer is, I think, some like 8 or 9%. And it's like an amber. So it's like a nice sweet, but it's a potent one.
Oh, yeah. A potent one.
You got to be careful when you're at the Hy-Vee Marketplace Grill and they're pouring you pints of Blonde Fatale.
Potent pint. Hey, it's Fat Ale, Trent.
I mean,
pronounce it good.
It's Fat Ale from Peace Tree. Fat Albert. Fat Albert.
No, we can't. No. We're not allowed to make those jokes.
Fat Albert.
Hey, that one was good though.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. That's what I was saying as well.
Nah, Chris has got the goofs.
That's fine. Good job, Chris. Really pulled through.
We're all proud of you. Chris, you want to hand it off?
Let's see, Mike.
Yes. Thank you, Chris. So, this evening, I wish Zach was here to talk with me about it, but I'm drinking, is it a bourbon stout, Trent?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Trent, or I mean, Zach, works at a brewery back home, and, this concoction in particular is something Trent brought this last week in Nashville when he came to visit, and he poured me a glass, and I just like fell head over heels. It's like tasty espresso, stout, milky goodness. I, however, did not have many pets growing up. Sad, but I'm going to make up a
an imaginary pet.
Yeah, an imaginary pet.
Nice.
So, I imagine myself with this beer in the mountains. It's really snowy. I've got my log cabin all nice and cozied up. The fire's burning in the corner. And then I go outside, and who is that? Who is that? It's Bourbon the Brown Bear, my best pal.
Oh, well, you have a bear?
Yep. We go riding through the forest and the pines.
Okay, hold on. You both go riding.
Yes.
they got snowmobiles.
What is your bear riding?
No, Bourbon is my snowmobile bear.
Okay, so you're riding Bourbon. Bourbon's not riding anything.
Yeah, he's riding the snow, baby.
He is just gliding
through
paws.
The Appalachians. Yep, that's right.
All
right. He is a loyal companion, and he is also my best friend. And I also have a very large beard, and this is my beer, and my name's Mike.
And did I mention that it was a bear?
It's also a bear, yes. You nailed it. Thank you for remembering.
Mike, you talking about little cabin in the woods up in the mountains. I have not missed a Bob Ross morning now since since we've been starting. I started.
Oh my God, it's so peaceful.
I started watching Bob Ross videos as soon as I woke up. Just an episode off Netflix.
I watched an episode with Annalise. It was so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know I'm alone in this, but... Oh my goodness, I do not get the appeal of these videos.
I think Trent turned me onto it because it was a nice way to wake up.
Bored.
It's so positive.
Yeah. Start your day with Bob Ross.
You really think, I could do that.
No, you couldn't. Not the way he does. Nobody can. He's so good.
This weekend, my buddy posted a photo to Facebook, and it was this like mountain range, and it was I drew this in my like off hour, courtesy of a Bob Ross video, and it was pretty good. He just let the brush do the happy talking, whatever.
Yeah, that sounds like a direct quote.
No, it was close enough. If Bob Ross was a beer, what kind of beer would Bob Ross be? Sally sells seashells. Bob Ross brews beer.
Okay.
I tried to write a tongue twister tonight, actually.
Yeah?
Do you want to hit us with it?
As like, Becky baked a batch of bitter brittle.
So you got to say that faster, though.
I can't. Yeah. I literally can't.
That's fair.
As I was thinking of it, I couldn't even...
Mike, go for it right now. Off the dome. Go do what Trent just said.
Say I totally
right
forgot.
Right now.
Becky baked a batch of bitter brittle.
Yeah, Chris. Nice.
Chris. Thanks,
Mike.
For...
Go, Mike.
Betty baked a batch of bitter brittle.
Very good.
You nailed it, Mike.
It felt very bad.
Good.
It was really bad.
I bet it felt good.
Yeah.
Very. Did you say Betty?
He said a lot of things.
Barry. Becky. Becky baked a batch of bitter brittle.
Barry broke a bunch of bananas. And buried the barber in her backyard.
Maybe
we should call the cops.
Barry is a bad boy.
What?
What?
Have you been saying it's... Barry or Mary?
Well, it started...
Barry.
It was Barry. It had to be. Because it's all about the bee.
Beak, beak, bee. Beak, 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 bee.
Really good.
Fun.
Yep.
That's going to be a fun audio experience.
Yeah.
For everyone.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why don't books get rewritten like movies get redone?
Oh.
Somebody answer me that question.
So you're saying, like, you know, where's that Hatchet remake?
Where is the Great Gatsby reboot book? Yeah.
I'd like to see Great Gatsby written. Well, you wouldn't see it. You'd read it. But, like, in a different perspective. Because you know how it's from that, like, third person outside, like, what's his name? That, like, just basically views the whole Gatsby experience from the outside. I'd like to hear that story from inner Gatsby.
Peter Parker.
Yeah, Peter Parker. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Right.
Peter Piper.
Yes.
Thanks, I was going Chris. Back to the
even Chris just bringing the, bringing back the good goofs.
There's a book that does this already.
What book is this?
That'd be
Goosebumps?
The Bible.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess you are not
wrong. I'm not wrong.
I'm gonna give that one to you.
They're making new versions of it all the time.
It's true. It's true. But I'm wondering, why aren't there more books that do that?
Hmm.
I just don't think it would really, I don't know. I guess it wouldn't interest me, but that doesn't say anything about everyone else.
Like, instead of going to Mordor, it's Bilbo, and he's going into Vietnam.
Yes.
Would it be the same story, or just, like, what Trent is saying, and it would be kind of, like, a different...
Well, imagine remakes. Okay. How do people do remakes with movies?
That's a good
with different
question.
Different actors.
Right.
How do you put a new actor?
How do you do this?
You just put in new names
for a whole book? This story is, I paid another $8 for this.
Control locate, everyone named Steven to Dave.
This
I guess
is
you
genius.
Could say fan fiction sometimes does that.
Sure.
But that's not... Exactly, the author.
But yeah, and I feel like that's more supplemental too. Like it's additions to stories versus
right
creating something new from existing.
A lot of it also gets a lot more sexy than the original.
Well,
right.
Depending
right,
on what you're reading.
Depending if it's the good
you're reading, Matt.
Yeah. Depending on what Tumblr blog you're on.
Show me the RSS. I need to
see.
I need a tweet deck.
That was just something I was pondering while I was spending way too long in an airport one day.
I guess that makes sense.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's a very stupid idea.
Well, I made up a tongue twister because I was bored in my car driving. So you know what?
That's fair. I mean,
that was the logic. That's what I was thinking. It makes sense that you would do that in a place where you were bored. And
we're in the same, in the same boat. So I want to take it back to pets real quick, and I want to talk about each of our favorite pets we ever had. Mike, I'm going to not start with you because you've never had a pet.
Good.
I want to I made this episode purposefully to exclude Mike.
Nice.
Nice.
I mean, I think you're pretty much going to be talking to Trent for the most part.
Well, you've had a favorite pet, Chris.
I had a fish or two. I wouldn't say they're my favorite, but they were pets.
I still remember the name. Seamus.
Neopet?
Neopets nope. Count.
I had a Neopet.
Never had those.
What about one of those pets that you water and they become a big pet bush?
You don't.
That's a carrot.
No,
that's not
my pet.
Chia?
Baby carrot.
Chia pet.
Chia pet.
Chia pet.
Probably what
I never had a chia pet.
I really wanted one of those.
A lifelike stuffed animal. A Beanie Baby.
What about what about those sponges that you throw into the water for a few days? Did you have a favorite one of those and they become an animal shape?
You mean like one of those little pill sponges that you put in the bathtub? Yes. Yes.
From the dollar store.
Yep. Yeah. Did you have a favorite one of those, Chris?
Did you
ever had one of those? Why don't we go to Trent?
I'm really interested in Chris right now.
All right. I mean,
aren't like we all? Just always.
Do you have a favorite microphone?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it a pet.
Let's talk about that.
All right. I mean, this one here is pretty much my favorite at the moment.
Give me some specifics.
It's an SE Electronics 4400A.
Oh.
It's supposed to be a lot like an AKG 414. As expensive. Oh. And still very nice.
And you got it on sale.
That's also true.
You want to tell me a little bit more about her?
I don't know what else there is.
How to tell. Crisp.
Do you ever take her to the mic park to play with other mics?
Yeah.
Really play with,
nobody ever comes to hang out with me at the mic park.
Mike, you've never had a pet. You're not allowed to speak.
Fine.
It's got a place for a leash. Right?
That's true.
What kind of switches and dials do you got on that mic?
It's got four switches. It's got a pad. It's got a...
A puppy pad?
A puppy pad.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
It's got
so
a
cute.
Go Dookie pad. In the corner. Oh, puppy pad.
Puppy pad.
Oh. It's got a high pass and it's got four switchable polar patterns.
Oh.
Wow.
Chris is making his own tongue twisters over there.
Look at him. Yeah.
So, Trent, how about your pets?
How are my parents? Did you say?
Yeah, how pets. Are your parents doing, Trent? Let's talk about that now.
Maybe I should check in.
Yeah. I honestly don't know.
Now's a great time. Thanks for reminding me.
Siri, I'd like to know that I should call my parents more. Just remind me.
That's not a command.
Siri, whenever you
I'd like to know.
I know it's been a bit. I want to catch up. Make sure I call my mamas and pops.
Hey, if you're calling your mom or your dad, you give me just a little notice, and I'll do the same. Okay, thanks, Siri.
We'll just be
you're
the
best.
Same schedule.
Similar schedule, yeah. Good roommate, Siri.
Thanks. You're a real pal. Pick up milk next time.
Come on, Siri. Siri.
You always forget.
Trent, do you want to tell these boys the joke you told me about your dishwasher?
Oh, yeah. So I moved into this apartment, and I'm not big on doing dishes, so it was really important that I have a dishwasher. So I move here, and I've got a 22-year-old dishwasher that barely works. And it just leaves dishes in my sink all the time.
That sounds like you when you lived in Commons, a 22-year-old that barely works.
Hey,
I was going to
say Mike that. Gets it.
Mike gets it. It's me.
Ooh, it's Trent.
Wow.
I never do dishes.
The dishwasher. Well, you do now.
I do now. You must.
Please tell me you do dishes.
But, like, I do it every 2 days. So, I mean, I let it stock up a little bit.
Once a month.
Once a month.
It's like laundry. Once every other month-ish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you need to.
I mean,
twice a year.
A plate's got two sides, so I mean.
Inside out. Yeah, inside outside sideways. That's exactly. That's how you wear your underwear.
Shapes. Plates aren't completely flat, though. Like, they have a perforation. That's not.
Yeah, but if you flip it over, yeah, you got like a little ring. Plate. Yeah, it holds it all in there.
It doesn't hold
this sounds like a million-dollar idea. A reversible plate.
Yes.
If like you could flip it, like put some pressure on it, and just kind of work with that.
Like it's like scooped in on both sides.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking just like a silicone type deal that was a little bit more malleable, and then you just
what if we had both? What if it was scoopable and
what if it was also a frisbee?
Trend, and then you could make cool dinosaur shapes.
What if? Yeah. All you need is. All you need is kinetic sand and saran wrap, and you can make this.
You can make anything.
You can make anything.
Hmm.
Believe it, dream it, trademarked. This beer is clearing out my sinuses. Goodness.
That's not good. Mike, I know you've never had a pet.
Yeah.
But I know that there is one yeah. boy, mm-hmm. one good little puppy. Well, little puppy that really made a difference in your life. I, of course, am talking about the puppy that I want you to talk about now.
Tucker! Oh, my God. My buddy Zach, who listens to this podcast. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
He has this little lab, like, beagle mix, and he's just this beautiful blonde dog. And he's so nice and cuddly and loves to play. And his name's Tucker. And, gosh, he's a little bundle of joy. I never had, like, a pet growing up, but I got close with Zach in high school, and, like, Tucker was at all our sleepovers and just running around and being all greasy and hairy. It was just so fun. Tucker's a little bundle of joy. And I have this little quirk that I do with the boys where I just yell, Tucker! Tucker puppy! And it's just great. I miss that.
It's really good.
It's great for everyone.
Fun.
Yeah,
that lasted as long as I thought it would.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I agree.
Trent
here. I guess the only way I can maybe try to salvage it uh-huh. is that when Mike was home for his unexpected trip home for Thanksgiving, he took a little Snapchat of Tucker, and I had only heard the joke, so I was like just unnaturally excited about seeing Mike with this dog saying Tucker. I was like, that's him. That's the Tucker.
That's the dog. Oh. He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
Tucker. Puppy.
Oh.
What a great puppy.
Honestly.
Trent.
Yeah.
I know you've had some dogs in your day. You've talked briefly about a sour hoppy one.
Sour hoppy Sophie. Yeah, so I guess my favorite pet, Indy, if you're listening, what's up?
Hey.
So
sensitive.
I know. So
that'll be funny to three people.
My favorite dog and Mike's ex-girlfriend, Indy.
Oh, what? Wait, you can't say that. You can't say that about her.
One of them was my dog. One of them was not. And the one I talk about
see
is my
if you
dog.
Can guess which.
Stay on your okay. toes. Okay.
Follow along. We'll tell you at the end if you were right.
Wait for side B.
Flip over for answers. But she's a Chihuahua Yorkie mix, and I think people kind of get the impressions that Dippy dogs are dumb and annoying and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
divas.
I'd agree with that. Oh yeah, definitely.
But this dog is the funniest dog. Like we play games and she just gets it so quickly. Like I like she just like catches on that like I'm doing something different. So we have this one game and it's called But What If Trenty Wants Your Choo Choo? So she's sitting on my bed and she's got like a little tiny miniature dog bone going mm-hmm. and she's chewing on it. And sometimes she'll look at me, and when she looks at me, she gets really excited and like walks up on me. Like if I'm laying in bed and just like, will put her face in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like trying to figure out, I was like, what is this? What is this trying to convey? What's the communication here? So I was like, well, maybe she's like trying to offer me some of her beloved choo-choo.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized if I like went after it, she would turn her head away, so I couldn't get to it.
Mm.
So
a tease.
She's like, no. I just want to be here. This is for me.
I just want to share my moment with you.
I'm so happy. I wanted to breathe on you.
I really wanted you to see how much I enjoyed this.
I want to breathe the same air.
Love me.
So anyway, while I was really bored and just miserably lonely at home for the first 3 months after graduating from college.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. It was a good time. Wasn't working, no friends, no internet. So I made up games with my dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If that's not depressing, I don't know what could be. But anyway, she was having her choo-choo, and I was like, hey, Indy, what if Trenty wants your choo-choo? And I like put my head against hers. Hey, Indy, but what if Trenty wants your choo-choo? And then I like would open my mouth and like try to get after it, and she would start like play growling at me like... I was like, but Indy, what if Trenty wants your choo-choo? And then she would like roll on her back and like kind of like just make all these cute noises. And then I'd like step away. And then she'd come back to me like tail wagging. Like, she's so cute. And I love her and I miss her. And she lives with my parents because can't have dogs at my apartment. Otherwise, they were going to give me joint custody of her on weekends.
But you can have a cat, right?
I can have a cat, and I hope to have a cat, and hopefully, I don't know. Zach said that he might not be busy this weekend, so hopefully by the time this releases, him and I are hanging out together, and I can run over to the Animal Rescue League and...
Just grab one.
Mine. Fine.
Just do what I did and just grab one.
No. Please.
Hey, please, this no. one. No. It's Trump's America now.
No.
You can just grab a cat anytime you want.
No.
Yikes.
I get it.
Chris is so beardy right now. Chris, don't
I think
shave.
It's a tasteful joke. Yeah. Chris, show the audience. Just kind of rub up against your mic real quick.
Yeah, tell them how it sounds with your mic that I
I'm kind of. I'm ready. Are you doing
You've
it?
You got to go left to right, Chris.
Oh. I thought I'd like that more.
Not it's bad.
I didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
This clearly doesn't do it for it me, looks- Chris. I'm sorry.
And it doesn't do its justice. It looks very good.
It does look good.
It looks
this
really
is
great.
The product of laziness.
A lot of great things are. That's not true.
The Great Wall of China.
Can I spitball one more dog story? Because I have one with Tucker that I just wanna get off my chest.
No. So I'm just kidding, go for it. Just kidding. Trent.
Yeah.
But actually.
Let's stock the beer fridge. Hey everybody, it's Trent. In the future, we'd like to use this space for sponsorships if anyone ever decides that they want to give us money. It seems like it's a far way off now because it's just like us and our family and maybe a friend each listening. But if this thing were ever to blow up and MeUndies wanted to send us free underwear, and we would be so happy. Please, MeUndies, please. This would be when we use that. We don't have those yet, but I'd still like to tell you guys about something that my older sister Hannah is working on. She does art and she went to school for it and has been drawing as long as I've been alive. And she found out that one of her friends named Jordan was diagnosed with cancer and we need help with some medical bills. So she decided to launch this campaign where if you send her a picture of your pet, she will draw it with ink and then color it in with watercolor. And she's done some really cool work. If you go to hmsafford.com/shop, you can take a look at some of the examples and see what the cause is all about and kind of learn more about the situation. But I'm having a picture of one of our old dogs drawn up for my parents. I think Colin got some for Emerald for Christmas, maybe. I don't know if she knows or not yet. But they're really cool. They make great presents. And I mean, this is a podcast or this episode we talked about pets. So it even kind of fits in with the theme, but go check it out. It's a really great cause. They're not very expensive, and it would mean a lot to this guy who's going through some really hard times right now. So with that being said, we can get back into it now, and I think Matt has a transition, maybe?
How are we getting back into it? Matt, you host?
Yeah. Well, oh, okay. I was going to start there.
I thought we were just making noises.
No, we're not making noises. Okay, let's see. Okay. We ready? Can I?
Yeah, yep, go.
Please?
All right, welcome back to part two of the Exclude Mike cast.
That's me, I'm Mike. You haven't heard much of me.
Oh, shut up, please.
Okay.
It's my turn to talk about pets. The first pet I ever... I didn't own it. I guess my parents owned it. His name was Buddy, and he was a big, fluffy kitten. Mm-hmm. And he only had half of his vocal cords. So every time he meowed, he'd go... Meow! And it was...
Ouch.
It was very cute and sad all at the same time. And he loved to sit on the stairs, and I used to sit on the stairs with him. And I have a lot of pictures of me as a small child sitting on the stairs with Buddy. And then... When I was 4 or 5, Buddy passed away. He had to be put down because he was very old and sick. And then my parents got a brand new kitten named Lily. Mm. And she was wild. I don't know how many kittens you guys have been around, and like not at a shelter, like kittens in a house. But they are insane. Like my fiance Hannah got a kitten, which inspired me to get a kitten, which I'll talk about in a second. But her kitten was born in August, and it's December now. And this cat kitten, her name is Sailor, and she's very, very, very cute, but very energetic, and has all of her claws and loves to tear apart Hannah's calves and shins, just crawling all over, going wild. So this is a lot like my kitten Lily back... We must have. She's like 19 now.
Jeez.
So she's very, very old, mm-hmm. and not long for this world, which is sad, but also like she's had a long life.
Yeah.
The problem with Lily is she wasn't very cuddly. You had to like approach her like in Harry. What was that mythical creature in Harry Potter that?
Hippogriff?
Yes, Buckbeak. Buckbeak. You had to like bow to him and like slowly approach. And like do a little tap dance number. And like that's what you had to do with Lily. Like you had to slowly approach her, be like, hey.
You had to impress her.
Yeah, exactly. And then you had to do a cartwheel and 2 backflips. And if you messed that up, you had to start the whole process over. What I realized when I went to college is that I was super, like, I completely separated from animals. Like I had not like, but there was that one cat at Commons, Trent, and the rest of the boys remember, but like we spent a lot of time with this. I don't know if it was a stray or just like an outdoor cat that happened to meander by, but it was a black cat and just a tan cat, mm-hmm. who were both just cute little kittens, and Trent bought kitten treats.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Which was a bad idea because the cat kept coming back, but we loved the kitten.
We loved it, and we'd let it in, and it would hang out for a little bit. And we'd say,
and it always wanted to go into Chris's room.
Yeah, to see all of his tasty mics.
See all of his tasty, tasty mic pets.
Except yeah. I had my own room. I wasn't always in Chris's.
Mike,
yeah, I know it's not my cast. I get it.
So I mean, we had a little bit of animal interaction there, but like I realized this year, and especially with this past summer just graduating, that I and with these my two roommates Mike and Chris both getting significant others, that I spend a lot of time alone because Hannah of course lives in Minneapolis, I'm in Nashville, so I don't really have anyone to really hang out with. Like Trent and I hang out online, but I needed something to cuddle, and online cuddling with Trent is just not cutting it for me anymore. No. So
I was gonna get us those interactive pillows.
Yeah, that light up whenever you get a good squeeze. You know. Yeah, sure.
Fart when you fart, and
oh, that's something I don't miss. So. So I was like, you know what? I really, and Hannah got a cat. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to go look at cats at the Humane Society. I'm just going to look. I'm definitely going to pick one up on Thursday. So I go to the Humane Society, and I'm walking around, and I see all these cats. They don't have any kittens out. The next batch of kittens comes out the next day. I'm thinking, do I want a kitten? Do I want a cat? Decided I wanted a cat because I didn't want to have to train a kitten because I'm gone most of the day at work. So I'm looking around, seeing what cats catch my eye. Which cat is going to give me the most cuddles? And this cat named Penelope just meows at me. Meow. I'm like, what do you want? Meow. She comes up to the grate right at the edge of her cage and starts rubbing up. And I, you know, itch my finger in there. And she rubs her head against it. I'm like, you are cute. And I'm going to grab you. I picked her up out of her cage and brought her to the little visiting area that you get. And I set her down on the bench. And I'm like, okay. We're just going to see how you act. Whoops.
Yeah, I just kicked mine too, which is interesting.
just did it to mine. Crazy.
Oh, Mike.
Crazy. Mike.
Sorry, not my cast.
Mike.
Chris just gently pets his. It's okay, baby. I want her to.
It's okay. It's okay, baby.
Gives it a little. No.
Just give it.
It's literally grating.
Grade A. Grade A noises.
Grade A mics.
So I put her down on the bench and I just sat down next to her because I wanted to see how she acted around me. I thought she was going to walk around the room and smell stuff because that's what a lot of cats will do in that scenario. But she jumped onto my lap and started, you know how cats like will put their head like under your hand and like force you to pet them?
Mm-hmm.
She immediately started doing that. And it was the cutest thing. And I put her back into her cage. I took out the little pink slip that you bring up to the front desk. I marched up to the front desk and I said, I want this one. And the lady there was like, have you spent any time with it? You know, this is a commitment, like to another being,
a baby, essentially
a 1 year old cat. So you're just going to walk in there, pick it up, and then say, yeah, this one will do.
I like this one.
I like this one.
This one right here.
This one right here.
This one will keep all the mice out.
This one's a cat. Thank you.
This one.
Okay, yeah. So at least you pick the right species.
Good.
Of animal, the species.
I knew I wanted a cat. Here's a cat. Good.
I believe this is a feline, you see.
That's
yes, sir. Yeah. Is that all the requirements you have?
You can tell by the way a kitten purrs that it ain't no doggy. Little doggy.
Not a doggy.
Can't argue with everything freaking you're saying.
A sweet, sweet kitten. Why?
You know this kitten?
Hey, I'm gonna continue my story before we get on to Matthew McConaughey.
Yep, not my cast. Yeah.
Yeah, also shut up. Anyway, so I walked up to the front desk and bought her and then brought her back to the house without any food, without any dish, without any cat litter, you know, with nothing. I just fell in love with Penelope. And Chris nicknamed her Penny, which is what we call her now. So thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
And she is the cutest little cat.
She's so sweet.
She's a cute little cat'n. And she is so vocal. Let me see if I can get her to say hi.
Penny! There you go.
Let me just say, I've never had a kitten or a dog or anything. I'm so sad. But Penny is such a little sweetheart. She loves to cuddle up. And, like, I thought I was a dog person more than a cat person. I still think I am, but, like, wow. Penny really changed my cat perspective, if that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a real sweetheart.
Penny. Penny.
Penny.
Penny ooze.
I don't know if I want to tell our mutual cat story or
not. No, we definitely should. We definitely should. Okay. It's hilarious. Do you want to tell it or do you want me to tell it? I want you to tell it because I was just talking for, like, an hour.
That's fine. So I like Matt was saying earlier, I was in Nashville last weekend and had a jolly good time. Got to see Mike play some music. It was great fun. Drank a lot of beers.
Only Mike played music.
Well, it was Mike.
It was okay. Matt and Mike and Chris all played music, but it was for
with Jeff and Cam
and everyone in the myriad. But I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I do.
This is Mike's baby, so I wanted to be out there to support that. So I got out there, and Thursday morning, Matt's like, "Hey, only thing I got to do today, I got to take Penny to the vet, make sure that she's, you know, up to date, everything's good, and that, you know,
they make can make sure all her drivers are up to date.
Make sure she's got all of her drivers up to date. See if there's anything pending, and maybe just give her a good reboot. Make sure things go through.
Chris. No viruses.
No yeah. viruses.
Nice.
That one works for both.
They talked about cat AIDS and cat leukemia while we were there, and it was the saddest thing I could even think
about.
But
she didn't have either of them.
She didn't,
so
no. But so Matt and I get up, we get Penny in this Build-A-Bear box, and we drive over to the vet, and she is not a happy camper. And we get in, and we're walking up to the door. Matt, me, and a box with a kitten. And he says, They're gonna think that we're gay. There's no way that they don't think that we're together. And we just laugh about it because people have made jokes about such throughout our friendship.
Mistaken us as such.
Yeah. And so we walk in the door, and I can't remember. The receptionist said later, I can't remember what she said exactly. Something just like, "Oh, is this y'all's cat?" or
yep,
something like
yep,
that.
Yeah.
"How long have you guys had her?" And we just like looked at each other. It was like, "Yup.
Yeah.
Yup." And then we were just sitting there at the waiting desk, and we finally get into the examination room, and the doctor's going through all these things, and he's asking us, like, "Have you guys noticed anything with this or that? Or what are you guys feeding her?" Just different stuff like that. And at the start of this examination, I don't know what you'd call it.
I don't know. It's a cat thing.
Check up.
Cat exam.
A kitten physical. I don't know. But he starts in, and Matt's filling out this paperwork, you know, saying everything about her that he knows, and trying to give, you know, a little medical history for his precious new kitten. And so he's leaning forward to this bench, and I'm leaning back, and, you know, I'm just kicking it. I'm relaxing. I'm hanging out with my best bud, Nash. And I got my arm up on the bench because I'm just, you know, keeping it low-key, keeping it cash. Matt finishes paperwork and starts to lean back into my open arm as this doctor's looking at us talking. And I just, like, scratched my hand away and just probably looked awkward.
And oh, Matt nestles something. His head in the nook of Trent's arm.
I hope Penny's okay.
Take good care of him, Doc.
Take good care. Oh, we can't have babies, so we adopted this cat.
this is our baby now.
We're too young to birth a baby.
What? No, that's not why.
That's why.
That's not why we can't have babies.
Okay, wait. I do have a story that's kind of similar to this. It's not about pets. Can I join?
About males having babies?
No. About this experience that you guys had at the vet.
We'll wait until we're financially independent.
Mike.
I?
No.
Okay.
So... So like Trent was saying, the doctor kept asking us questions in the plural, like, "What do you guys notice, and how has she been for you guys?" And I keep answering in the singular, like, "I've noticed, and I bought her," and that had to be pretty jarring for him, because he either didn't pick up on it, or didn't understand, or just thought, like, I was the...
Thought we were in a fight?
Yeah, something like that.
Because someone didn't put the toilet seat down last night.
That's not as much of a problem for boy. I don't know. It could, you know. It could be. I have never been in a male relationship before. I don't know.
Well, that would be the one.
Actually, you're right. I've lived with four boys.
Four boys.
Three boys.
The best three relationship boys. Of all.
It was a good relationship. It was a good time. But yeah, that had to be confusing. But yeah, they completely 100% everybody in there thought that we were gay. And it was, and I mean, there was no point in trying to argue with it, because it was just, It was just, it was hilarious, though. And now she's back. She's got a little ear infection, so I have to give her eardrops, which she hates, but she loves the tuna treats I got her and give after I do her eardrops. So she forgives me, and she also sleeps really weird. And she's a sweetheart.
She's very sweet.
Yeah. Well, nice. That about wraps it up for us tonight, folks.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Sim.
Yeah, oh. What do you... Yeah. Oh, does...
I...
Oh, hi, Penny.
Now's a great time to go ahead and give us a review on iTunes.
Please. So, I'm going to dive right into the story. It's not about a pet. It's about being a gay couple. I went to Hawaii this summer, and I was with a close buddy of mine, and we were going to visit our other friend who was stationed in Hawaii with the Air Force, and we were just going to have like 10 days of debauchery. But it was my buddy's birthday. We were flying there that day. We've been good friends for a long time, but we didn't expect, I mean, what Trent and Matt experienced at the vet and to be like considered a gay couple, because like we had seats next to each other the whole entire time there. We like checked in together. We were like in lines to get like whatever. We're buddies. We're close friends. So we got to we're flying out of Milwaukee and we get to the first checkout, or I mean not checkout, where you check your bags and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Checked our bags, and she said, "Where y'all flying together today?" And Chad is like, "We're going to Hawaii on our honeymoon." And I was out the gate. Like out of left field. I had no idea he was going there. And I was like, "Yeah, totally." I was so on board with the goof. And this lady was like, "Oh, cool." And all like her coworkers are just laughing behind him. Oh my God. It was so funny. The last thing I expected. That didn't happen again through the rest of the trip. But mm-hmm. It was a good joke when we were all together there too, because Levon was on board with calling us a gay couple. And it was real.
It wasn't even funner when you guys got married.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was so funny when we got married. Really committed to the joke.
We went the full nine yards and we got married in Hawaii because we couldn't get rid of the goofs. It was so funny to us. We decided it was too to funny. Seal the deal.
I'm still married.
This is my husband, Chad.
Also, I haven't talked about Chad enough. We're actually married IRL. Any other gay stories from you folks?
Yeah, Chris.
I mean, Chris, from you? You got any great gay stories?
Not off the top of my head.
None that are appropriate. Yes, quite. Can't tell you about all my grinder dates.
That's not how gay people sound.
That's how I sound.
Well, it might
Wait. Cut it.
Hey. Just put it in the poor quality folder.
That's what I'm doing, isn't it?
Please.
Isn't it, love?
That's what I'm doing.
Refresh
the page. It's in there now.
Penny's looking at me weird.
Penny. I had penny for dinner last night.
What? Yeah,
lovely.
I had penny Alfredo.
I took my other plate and I flipped it upside down so it was a bowl. And then I had a bowl of penny. Penny noodles. Filled to the brim with sauce. Delicious. It was sauce on penny.
Wait, why are we...
It's almost like Sean Connery.
What? Why are we screaming?
Sean Connery spaghetti episode.
Don't listen to them, Penny.
Yes, quite.
Would you like? Penny. Oh, I had a heaping steaming bowl of penny.
Delicious.
I put my penny
in the microwave and had it for lunch.
Don't listen to him, Penny.
With butter and parmesan. That sounds really bad.
He's just a mean man. And my boyfriend.
Oh. And my lover.
I wouldn't say. And your dad.
This is my dad.
Me and you.
He's your gay dad. I'm your straight dad.
Father and son.
You know what they say about a gay couple? There's always a husband and the gay
and
dad.
And a straight one.
And the husband that fell for the gay dad?
What?
So the...
Are you anonymous walrus?
I'm going to leave a certain amount of the last few minutes in, just so we all are aware of that.
That seems fine.
Trent, Well, Trent, you want to take take him to the comment and outreach area?
Yes, yes, yes. So, just as a little side note, we're sorry about the episode last week. We still want to try to revive some of that material and see what we can salvage still. We're trying to figure this out still and just learning along the way, which is fun and exciting. But at the same time, there's weeks like last week where you miss out on some stuff, which is a huge bummer. So we're sorry about that, but we're working on it. But we have our podcast on iTunes, which is probably where you're listening to it. So if you can pop over, give us a review. It's super helpful for new podcasts and really makes something look like it's worth looking at if someone does stumble across it naturally. So please do that if you haven't yet. And if also you want to get a hold of us, we have an email account. We're big shots.
Wow. I hear that's hard to get.
Well, you know, I've been in a waiting list for 2 years. So finally got approved for an email. So if you want to send us one of those to our exclusive mailbox. Excuse me, this beer. That's so spicy.
Your spicy beer.
So if you want to send us a little message, the email account is poorquality@gmail.com. And I'm crying because...
Yeah, don't cry.
Man. Okay, I should not have taken a sip before I started this.
Spicy tears.
And we have an Instagram account that we're going to try to post pictures of. And Sing and I might post the pictures that we took on the Polaroid there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah, maybe actually make it into a GIF of Mike disappearing. So we'll see. If it slows down at work enough, I might just work on that because I think I have it in my backpack. So that's going to conclude for what I have to say. And now I'm going to try to chug this beer as...
While I'm signing off?
Starting the sign-off process. And then I guess go to me last before you get the real sign-off.
Yeah.
All right. I have been Matthew Straight Dad Byers.
I have been Michael, not my cast, Wadena.
Oh.
It's sad.
Oh, Chris, hurry.
I have been Chris, Microphone Pets O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Pet sounds? Question.
And I've been Trenty Wants Your Choo Choo.
So loud.
You scared Penny through the headphones.
It tastes like I was drinking sriracha.
You might have been.
At least eat some chips and cool that sensation.
I think that's like I'm going to eat and drink milk right now.
Eat and drink milk. I love the way you said
shouldn't
that.
Eat milk.
I want to eat and drink milk. All the products to be milk.
Well, folks, it looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini off the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality. Okay. Hey, but
that was the worst burp.
What else did you expect? Then what? This was a decent episode.
No, it was fine.
I had fun. I don't know about you.
I really
my headphones.
Bye.
That was an hour, man.
Cut. Pick it up. More scribble than with a little scrap of paper. Fold it into two. I've told the first one out, but the second said to you, will I?